In regard to updates, we have the following pertaining to the portal project. We provided a general introduction to the concept to the new members, and we'll return to the subject when we have a business plan with concrete numbers. Point B was the 99% report. Heather Gray has spoken with Danny Schlechter. He is interested in working on the project. The Radio OWS team, that's Operation Wall Street team, will submit a budget. Parenthesis, also see affiliate director's report. C, newsletter. We're creating a vision. Heather will send the task force an email asking for suggestions for the newsletter. C. Johnson will look for his suggestions sent in a previous email. He suggested collaborations and fundraising ideas. Task force acknowledged previous suggestion by Dina Colbert. Notes from the affiliate director and PNB affiliate directors, and a feature covering one of the affiliate stations. The newsletter would become more interactive with time. The survey is, you should see the action items. The report on action items, that's item 7. Teresa Allen sent a letter to the PNB encouraging them to read the latest affiliate report, parenthesis, with a caption of the cover picture, encouraging them to join the affiliate task force and to routinely make reports to their LSBs of affiliate activity. B, Ursula Rudenberg and Heather Gray have further developed the portal project. He and T. Allen, I think that I don't know who the he was, but that could help us, will discuss possible contribution of Brennan Center of Justice to the affiliate marketing plan. C, Ursula posted the latest version of the survey. D, Ursula sent a letter on behalf of the affiliate task force and another on behalf of the Pacifica Foundation to Nick Wolf, thanking him for the grant financing the 99% project. Roman numeral 8, action items. Ursula will send the survey again to task force members. Teresa Allen will talk to Dina Colbert and recommend the next step. Ursula will send a note to Pacifica Network, GMs, GRC Listserv, and Pacifica Announce asking for affiliate participation on the affiliate task force. Ursula will generate a standalone question of affiliates on Pacifica Announce as to their wishes for 2012 election coverage. Heather will take the lead on the e-newsletter and will send out one more request of the task force members for ideas. Teresa will send out contact information on all task force members. Item Roman numeral 9.
I have not done that.
Okay. No. Well, we'll chastise you later. A meeting adjourned at 9:35 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Respectfully submitted, Teresa Allen. I can only see one area for a perhaps correction or amplification, and that is the he that was referred to in regard to, I think it was a 99% project.
Mm-hmm.
Ursula, do you know, can you share with us who that he is?
Read the sentence again. I don't have it
okay.
in front of me.
It says, Ursula and Heather have further developed the portal project. He and T. Allen will discuss possible contribution of Brennan Center of Justice to the affiliate marketing
plan.
That was you.
You and I were going to work on that together.
Oh, okay. Well, goodness, that could be a C.J. Campbell.
Okay.
I will
correct that, and obviously we have not done that.
Right. But I have sent out a thing to Ursula regarding possible folks who may have pieces that we might, critical pieces pertaining to the election that might, oh, wait a minute, I'm getting ahead of ahead of us. So with that correction, are there any objections to the minutes?
All right.
Okay, without objection, the minutes are approved. Okay, now.
Campbell, can we do a roll call again? Because I know we've had a few more people join.
Sure.
Kim, what time did this meeting start?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock East, and actually, Kim, I was on late. We used to hold our meetings at 8 o'clock Eastern, and then so many of the other PNB meetings started at 8:30, and it didn't seem to make much difference whether they were being held at 8 or 8:30. So I said, well, let's try because. We have so many people on the East Coast. Let's try to limit.
It would be nice if we actually knew. You know, I mean, is it?
Do. I mean, every month we establish it's 8 o'clock, but for some reason everybody still believes it's 8:30. But it's been 8 for a long time. It is 8 o'clock. But
yeah,
it is
that way in the minutes, and it is that way on kpftx.org.
Yeah. None of which I look at, or you know. I kind of get the announcement. It was 5:30 the year before. So.
Kim, the announcement for this meeting says 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
The one for tonight.
Right.
Well, you know, whatever. I'm late.
Okay.
We forgive you, and I have to admit, you know, I was on another call, and I time ran away with me, too. So.
No, I was late because I thought it was 5:30. I did not know.
That's understandable.
Okay.
Did anybody else join?
Yes. That's okay. So we have the people who we have, and Kim, we also have another person from your station, Brenda, who's joining us as well, Brenda Medina, and so we are. Oh, okay. Great. Well, thank you. So now we're streaming. Okay, let me announce to the stream that this is the Affiliates Task Force of Pacifica, and we have been meeting since our meeting was called to order at 8:18. Several of us were discussing things before that, but we have gone through our agenda. And I will briefly review that for the stream. We have several members here who are in attendance, and that's Brenda Medina, KPFK, Chandra Kaufman. We have also Teresa Allen, Kim Kaufman, and Campbell Johnson, co-chair.
Didn't you, like, actually take role, Campbell, you know, like with us, like, responding?
We did.
Yeah, but it wasn't on the stream, you know, like, whatever.
Let me call the roll then. Brenda Medina, are you please
present.
Respond?
I'm present.
Okay.
Thank you, Brenda.
Chandra Kaufman?
I'm here, too.
Okay. Teresa Allen?
Present.
Kim Kaufman?
Present here.
Ursula Rudenberg?
Here.
Campbell Johnson, co-chair, is present also. And we'll be getting...
And Heather Gray is excused.
And our other co-chair, Heather Gray, is excused due to illness. And...
Can we hear from Afia Wangaza, the other...
I haven't heard from Afia at all.
Okay.
And, what has taken place is that the agenda was approved without objection, but for the sake of the stream, what I will do is to go through the agenda again. We have call to order and roll call, approval of agenda, approval of minutes. We had reviewed the minutes. There was one correction, and they were approved with that one correction. We're due to have next a report from Ursula Rudenberg. Next will be updates on the port number A portal project, B, 99% project. C, newsletter for affiliates. D, survey of affiliates. Roman numeral 7 will be report on action items. Roman numeral 8 would be identification of action items. This would be new action items. And Roman numeral 9 will be adjournment. Okay, and so we are at the point of hearing a report from Ursula Rudenberg. Are you now, Ursula, our affiliates coordinator or affiliates director?
Well, I don't know. You're the boss. You tell me.
Well, I wanted to make you Supreme Allied Commander.
I don't know. I don't know.
Now that you have a person, you know, director may be more appropriate, but let's leave that for another time.
I don't know what the official title name is.
Okay, terrific.
Generally,
no
I respond to affiliates coordinator because that's traditionally what everybody has just used, that language.
Okay.
And well, I have heard the executive director refer to her as affiliate director, and I know that the personnel committee is going over the organizational chart, and I would imagine that that your job description should be on file together somewhere with our new HR consulting firm. So. I guess we could inquire. If it's okay with you, Ursula, I will inquire of the executive director to inquire as to whether the job description is up to date and what is your official title.
Yeah. Okay.
I think that
would be a good idea. I mean, there's two job descriptions out there, and I'm assuming the original job description is the one. I don't know, you know,
okay.
Because there's been so much turnover in the management in Pacifica in terms of executive directors. I don't think that issue was ever really resolved. And so I don't know if anybody is real sure right now.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Teresa. That'll put us on some better footing, and there's no telling that I suspect the work of the personnel committee is liable to get etched in granite, and so we don't want to have something etched in granite that isn't appropriate.
Yeah, I would appreciate that because I've been confused for a while about what the official job description is. So.
Okay. So that I guess, would be on our action items.
Okay.
Okay.
So, anyway, on March 26th, I hired another staff person for the affiliates program. His name is Chris Ling, L-Y-N-G.
I'm sorry, spell that. Is that L-L-Y-N-G?
No, just L-Y-N-G. And his title is operations coordinator for the affiliates program.
Okay.
And he was hired as a part-time staff person for the affiliates program. I had 7 applicants. I took 7 resumes and interviewed all of them.
Is somebody hitting a key somewhere? I would hope that they could please stop because it's rather distracting.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, John, at this point.
Okay, we need to have somebody who's got some keys that are... just dial in again, and we may be able to... That might solve the problem. Go ahead,
Ursula. I would like to know who just came on the call.
John from WBAI.
Okay.
What is your last name, John?
Brinkley.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ursula, you can continue, please.
Okay, Chris works 18 hours a week, and if anybody would like to see his job description, I'll be happy to post that. He lives here in Ames, Iowa, where I am. and works with me on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Wednesdays from 9 in the morning until 3:30 in the afternoon. The things that we've the assignments that he has worked on that I've put at the you know, at the top priority for him to work on is that he's working with me very closely to resolve all outstanding contracts. I really want this year to, every year it's a big struggle to get everybody to sign their contracts, affiliate contracts, because it's something that just falls through the cracks. It's not, you know, people forget. And it makes it very hard for us to determine the exact number of the affiliate program, because I don't get a, you know, a confirmation from everybody. So this year I really want to get a complete profile of the network. So he's working very closely with me in terms of tracking down all of those hard-to-find stations who don't answer their phones very often, and really get them to send in a written, a signed contract so that we really get a complete profile. So we've been working on that. And as a result, a lot of contracts are coming into Pacifica National, and a lot of people are paying their fees. And so it is resulting in some money coming in to Pacifica National from the affiliates. The other thing that Chris is working on is when we upgraded AudioPort, we changed the system for adding new accounts to AudioPort at every station, and to make it more easy and more controlled situation. It gives the stations more autonomy in terms of them being able to manage more easily from where they are through a program director or an AudioPort manager of some sort at their local station. So it makes it clear to us who's accountable, and it makes it easier for them to do it. And so, one of the problems was that nobody knew that the change had happened. And so Chris is making a call station by station and making sure that each station, we know who the AudioPort manager is at that station, and that they get the information on how to do this now with the new system. And so he's about three quarters of the way through doing that. So it's good because it's also giving us a chance to update our information on who the program directors are at all the stations. The other thing that Chris is working on is researching a database, an online database, so that we can begin to create a database that will provide a comprehensive source of information about any number of things about the affiliates program, so that we can see what's going on with each station in terms of who to contact, and just in general, so that we can, you know, we can get information more easily, and also an online system for tracking payments and contracts, so that I can work more easily with the Berkeley office. There's always a little bit of confusion because there's a lag between me knowing who has paid and who has sent in their contracts, because it's happening on the other side of the country. So this way we could all be working from the same source of information. So those are the three areas that he has started to work on to start cleaning up the administrative and just making us function better, so that next year we don't have to write 170 contracts individually. We can do it with a database, which is really, would take, you know, a few minutes, where usually it takes me about 2 months to do this, which is kind of outdated way to do things. I am working with two new stations to about potential affiliation. One is in Silver City. Silver City is in, oh God, I'm sorry, my memory is failing me.
New Mexico.
Thank you, New Mexico.
How did you know that?
And the other station is in Pennsylvania.
Oh.
And
bravo.
There's not a whole lot to report about the 99% project. They're just getting ready to do their next show. I am working with Arlene and John Almella to put together a press pass for them or anybody else from Pacifica, because it's a request that occurs regularly, as people would like to cover something and would like a press pass from Pacifica. So we're kind of looking into what is the, you know, what is the appropriate way to do that. Other than that, I would really, you know, I want to cut it short because I'm really interested in hearing what members of the committee are thinking and, you know, what your thoughts are, because this is really the time for the committee as well.
Okay, thank you very much, Ursula. I'll take a stack if from folks who have questions or comments. Don't everyone ask at once.
I mean, as far as the election coverage goes, so far one affiliate is WORT is planning to work with the team in Tampa to cover the RNC. There's a station that has come forward so far as wanting to, you know, to work with us.
I have a question. Would it be to your advantage if affiliates got 2-year affiliates could get 2-year contracts instead of one, so you wouldn't have to do this every year?
Well, actually, yeah, that's true. And actually, this year I did do that. I asked those stations that have very long-standing, stable relationships with us if they would take a 2-year contract, and about 90% said yes. So,
oh, good.
With about a third of our affiliates now, they have a 2-year contract, so that, yes, that will reduce the work next year.
Good.
Maybe you can
stagger them in the future so that the contract renewal period for half of them is, you know, 1 year, and then the other half is the next year. That might help.
Maybe, if I can keep that straight.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm smart enough to do that.
Well, what if you have all the K's in 1 year and then all the W's in another?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, for those members of the task force that are new, each affiliate fee is to some degree negotiated on an individual basis. And so, you know, with many of the stations, they're not paying yet the level of fee that we would like them to, and quite frankly, they would like to either. And so with many of the stations, it's not in anybody's interest, especially not ours, to have a 2-year contract, because our approach to our affiliates is that these are long-term relationships, and we understand that this is a grassroots network, so everybody is really struggling to find solid footing for their organization. And so we start working with them where they can, and there's really an honor system, and they all really let us know as soon as they can afford to pay more. So with some of the stations, every year there's an incremental raise in their fee until they reach kind of the level that we would like. So it's very individual process, and I don't think that will change except with the older stations who, you know, have been around for a while and have pretty stable fees. But with most, you know, with these other newer members of the network, it's really a dialogue that continues over a number of years.
Any other questions or comments? Okay.
I have a question.
Sure.
Ursula, per a conversation with Arlene, are you pursuing any attempts to write a grant?
Well, you know, Arlene has been telling me that she's been trying to meet with me, and she just can't do it yet. And so we did speak today, and because we have a staff meeting every Thursday, and I asked her to speak with me before she went on vacation, and so she promised me that tomorrow we will speak. And as soon as I'm able to, you know, talk to her and get permission to move forward, I will contact you immediately.
I would like to say that I have a lot of confidence in your ability to imagine a good program that would merit money from a grant. And as you had expressed to me, I hope that you go for it, because I think that you have a good opportunity to get a grant approved per the way you expressed it. And I hope that she'll let you run with it, because I think that you have the energy and you have the vision. And I just think that because we don't have anyone that's doing development on the national level, I hope that she will let you run with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you for your confidence.
Okay. There are a couple of questions that I wanted to mention. Are we at a point where we can safely move to the to embrace the newsletter, Karina, and fundraising, I guess? Okay. Well, hearing no objection. What I was wondering is this, that in I sent you an email on the 16th, Ursula. You got that, I trust?
Yeah.
About newsletter content and whatnot, and I had identified, I guess it's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, a number of entities that could, on the one hand, provide us 6, 7, 8, 9, provide us with about 10 entities that could provide us with some content because they are, you know, doing critical thinking about voting issues and whatnot. And this may be some material that we would want to carry in our newsletter, and also in maintaining an arm's length of journalistic independence, that some of them may be appropriate sources for some kind of funding. I'll just mention a few of them at present. One would be Alliance for Justice, ACLU, Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, and let's see, wait a minute, the National Conference of State Legislatures, Project Vote Smart, and National Institute on Money and State Politics, which is also known as Follow the Money, that these are possible sources of content, you know, for our e-newsletter around the election, you know, around the election issues, and that also they may be possible sources for some financing, or could lead us to some financing. Were you able to do anything on following up on any of that?
Well, I thought about it a lot. I mean, I think that this newsletter is really a project of the task force, so I think it's really up to the task force to decide what you want to do with it. So I wasn't sure it was really my call to make a decision about it. But I will say my feedback, I mean, I did think about it quite a bit. And I guess I didn't completely, I had trouble connecting the vision for how this really would come together in a newsletter of the type we're trying to do. And I just don't, I couldn't see it. Now, that's not to say that there isn't some validity to it. I was just having trouble putting it together. My concern was that my impression was that the idea of the newsletter was to educate people about the affiliate network. And my concern was that if we bring a whole lot of other information into the newsletter about other things, that the information we're trying to convey would get buried.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my question to you. I guess my two questions, was the concern about burying the information of the affiliate network. And the other question was just the labor involved with doing something like that, if the energy is really there on the part of the task force to undertake something like that. So, and that's not to say I know the answer to either. Those are just the questions I'm raising, and I think it's really up to the task force to decide what the vision is.
Okay. And we were, in our discussion when we were last together, this was one of the things that we were also engaging. Certainly, this is to be, you know, the understandings that we have thus far, I think, for this, and it's not etched in granite at all, but is that it would be something about the affiliates network and the affiliates themselves that can, you know, be kind of a communication link between and among the affiliates and also engaging affiliates' issues. But one of the things that we, when we were talking about the election and what was, you know, going to be happening with the election and what our affiliates might be involved in or interested in getting involved in, it occurred to me that, or I think that this was not just me discussing it, but that we could look at the notion of having some information that might not otherwise be, won't say accessible because everybody can get on the internet, but that we could perhaps, you know, identify and target to particular audiences that maybe our affiliates would, you know, would be interested in picking up or doing something with or following up on. I think that we have a bit of time, and since we're so close to the matter, did anyone else have any feedback on that email? The title was Newsletter Content Possibility and Funding Opportunities.
When did you send this out?
That was March 16th.
Okay. Well, I'll be the first to admit, I'm bad. I can't remember if I've read it. I'm sorry.
Well, you know, Campbell, one way that you might accomplish what you're looking to do is, and again, this is just kind of in theory right now, Teresa had been... You know, Teresa mentioned a few minutes ago wanting to have a grant written, and she had this vision, which kind of was building on Heather's originally wish to have the affiliates do coverage of issues during the election year that the elections might not properly, that the candidates might not properly address. And she had this vision for a grant where affiliates would take on different issues and put together some sort of composite coverage, you know, with an hour or so of programming coming from each different stations around the network on different issues, and possibly even working together with some organizations or magazine publications who would act as resources for that. So is that now, if that actually, again, the question, the issue there is money. But if, you know, if we were so lucky as to get a grant to do something like that, then I could see that as being a place where you could tie in what you want to do there. I mean, that would be kind of a natural connection to that. Does that make sense?
Yes, I think so. Did anybody else have comment on the discussion?
Yeah, I did. This is Kim.
Sure.
I just want to point out to y'all at the different stations that we're going to be in Fund Drive the month of October. So I don't see that what we would be doing with a whole bunch of special programming about the election unless we figure out what to do about our October Fund Drive.
Mm.
Yeah.
That's a good point, Kim. And, okay, anybody else have a comment or a question?
Well, this is Teresa. Our program director is making it a higher priority to utilize the services and collaborate with the League of Women Voters and to have more coverage of political candidates discussing, debating, or whatever this year than in past years. I have taken an active role in trying to get, in past years in trying to get some of the candidates to be on the air and be real clear when candidates wouldn't come on. I don't know about your areas, but in our area, it's very difficult to get the conservatives to even come on the air because they hold most of the political positions, and they're somewhat, I don't know, what do you call it, arrogant? They can't be bothered. I do feel that we will have coverage of our candidates and that our program director is making it a higher priority. Even with the pledge drive, covering issues and covering candidates debating so people can make informed decision, I think that should be one of our high priorities. I wonder, when I watched the movie, KPFA on the Air, I don't remember.
There's a movie called KPFA on the Air?
It's about the beginning of the Pacifica, how the whole foundation got started. It's a premium, and you can get it through the archives. I don't ever remember them talking about specific coverage. And one of the things that we're talking about when we talk about a grant is covering issues per the proposal that Heather Gray made about eight or 9 months ago, rather than personalities and the conventions. Covering issues rather than personalities and conventions is maybe a different way of going about it. But, Kim, you sound rather discouraged. It sounds to me like you're thinking that your pledge drive will totally ruin any possibility of good coverage for the election.
Well, Teresa, I really don't know. It's something that, we do longer fund drives than any other station. Mm-hmm. So it's something I'm going to have to deal with, like on the NFC or, with the Finance Committee or whatever. Because, we spend, a lot of October in fund drives. I don't know how, I'm just throwing it out there because all the other stations are in the same boat. We have the longest fund drives of anyone. So we could start addressing it now or we can wait until October and go, wow,
yeah,
this is going to be a problem. But like I said, we have a very long fund drive, and I don't know.
Are you on the GRC listserv?
Yeah.
I wonder if anybody has ever posed that on the GRC listserv, because I think that even with our pledge drives, we're probably covering the issues more than the commercial stations are, because they're just handling it with the paid advertisements. So, I mean, really, the elections coverage that they're handling is just paid for. bought and sold by various political parties. So I'm wondering if anybody has ever thought about just saying on the grassroots listserv, how do you go about this?
We have longer fund drives than anyone. And it's Pacifica's schedule. It's not anybody else's schedule. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I think
that is anybody else in drive around that time frame?
Everybody is, Campbell. All the five stations start off in October at the beginning
I'm trying
of our fiscal year.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get some feedback on this, because one of the things that Arlene had mentioned at the beginning of this year was that she, you know, felt that it was very important for Pacifica to be involved in the election season. And I don't think that we just want to have people standing outside of conventions saying that, well, gee, we can't get in.
Well, the conventions are in, like, August.
Huh?
The conventions are in August.
Yeah,
that's
yes,
not
I
really
know.
The problem.
But then afterwards, there's, you know, different halls and whatnot like that, and whether people can get in, are we going to be able to engage issues, or is it just going to be about the horse race? And, you know, this is something I think that is worthy of consideration. Now, an option I felt that was perhaps possible is that in L.A. as well as in Pennsylvania, at University of Pennsylvania, you have Annenberg Centers, and that they, I know, do some, you know, grants. And if we could be engaged in that process with them, that I think would, you know, would be something viable. But, you know, the time is running out on you know, institutional support, it seems to me, because you can't just, you know, turn that around in a couple of weeks with most institutions unless you know somebody on the inside. So the... What is the take of the task force in regard to this? Should we be involved? Should we look at the e-newsletter as being a source that will be involved and engage the election season, or are we just going to be with the one station in Tampa that is going to be addressing this and figure that the others will just be taking a back seat and reading the newspapers and watching, you know, the major press, watching major media on it?
Can I make a suggestion, Campbell?
Sure.
That you talk to the programming committee and see if they're working on this?
Okay.
Lawrence Stack.
Lawrence, Reyes, you're here. Glad
yes, sir.
To welcome in. Welcome in. We need to note you in our attendance.
Thank you.
Did you have a comment you wanted to make on that subject,
yeah,
Lawrence?
Just to maybe clarify for Ken, the National Programming Committee has not taken this on yet, or haven't even talked about it yet. So. And we had a meeting last night. It didn't come up.
Hmm.
Did George Ryder convene that meeting?
Excuse me?
Who convened that meeting?
George Ryder.
Okay.
Campbell, this is Ursula. Can I be
sure.
On the back?
Sure, yes. Go ahead, Ursula.
I'm not sure that it matters. The timing matters that much. I mean, the issues are not going to go away. And whether they're aired prior to the election or after the election, I think that we're looking at, I think the general thought is that an election year kind of raises interest in general in what matters to our country, what people are thinking about. And whether, you know, but the issues that we're planning to look at are issues that aren't part of the horse race, so they're not going to go away. And I think it's legitimate to consider the possibility of the content being finished and even and aired after the presidential election. I'm not sure it makes any that much difference.
Ursula, are you talking about the content for this newsletter?
Well, the way we got into this conversation was that Campbell was interested in bringing content into the newsletter that went beyond news of the affiliates program.
Right.
And there wasn't a whole lot of discussion about that, so I chimed in and I said, well, Teresa had brought up a proposal about creating programming about national issues, and she had envisioned that as part of the election cycle, but I'm not sure it matters whether it exactly comes in when the election does or not. The general idea is that it's what is our country, what are the issues this country cares about right now?
That should always be
right. And
what
so,
we cover in any of our, in our news and in our public affairs.
Right. So what I was saying was that part of Teresa's idea was for people to work with, print media or other organizations as resources in making this content, and that somewhere maybe in that process we might end up generating the kind of thing that Campbell is aiming for. My concern is just if we just generally do it, I don't know, first of all, who's going to do it, because that's quite a bit of work. And I, as I experience it, the task force has very limited time for this. I mean, we assign ourselves simple tasks, and they don't get done. And I assume that's because everybody's very busy. So there is a concern about taking on something that's a whole new area of work for no apparent reason. So I'm saying that if we actually do embark on a grant like what Teresa's in proposing, that's a process of generating radio content, and out of that might come some interesting information that could be used for the newsletter. That's what mm-hmm. I'm just always looking for ways to, reduce work for the maximum impact. So it was a suggestion. I don't know if it's practical, Kim. I'm just throwing that out.
Right. No, I was just trying to clarify.
Yeah.
And John was on the stack.
And John is on.
After him.
Yeah. John is on the stack.
Yeah, Campbell, did you envision that the newsletter would have a editorial board, or if coverage of the, for example, of the election coming up, that would just be reporting, or would it be analysis? How would that be done? Did you envision a board or individual or what?
Let me suggest this. I think that, in terms of the 10 entities that I made reference to earlier, that these entities are going to be putting out information pertaining to issues that our listeners are going to be concerned about, our listeners and our affiliates' listeners may well be concerned about on a continuing basis. Some of this may be, stuff that's suitable for the e-newsletter. Some of it may be like interviews or something like that with some of the cheeses in the in NGOs or in the political arena or whatever. And these people, say like where they may be in D.C., we could certainly undertake interviews with these good folks, and put them into, they could be available in audio port, and to the affiliates as a whole. So I was sensing that if we were to indicate to, say, these 10 or other, and I'm sure there are plenty more sources, that look, we are a source for both your written commentary as well as for persons who may be available for interviews or panel discussions or something of that sort, to talk about the issues during the during the election season, that we can add a bit more texture to what is broadcast, and we won't just have the media circus of the horse race. And in terms of the being able to generate support from this, hopefully, if this, to the extent that this is around the time frame of a of our drives, that those could be would be strengthened by virtue of getting people to know that we're going to have Colin Powell on, or somebody, or you know, a number of folks who would be up for an interview in another half hour or something like that.
I would like to be on the stack.
Okay. So, you know, the thing that I'm looking at is a both and who would support this kind of thing. If we have established, and I don't think it's rocket science to establish the contacts with these, you know, critical thinking sources, I think that a Annenberg Center, the one here in Pennsylvania, the one in L.A., may well be inclined to provide some resources for this so that Pacifica really would be doing itself a favor in being an entity that's ahead of the curve. Okay, so, Teresa, you had some? You were
Well, I just wanted
to... I also want to be on the stack.
Okay.
To clarify the response to my question...
Sure.
About...
Speaking, is this Lawrence?
This is John.
No, I just
John.
Requested to be on
okay,
the stack.
John, okay, John, finish, then we go to Teresa.
Well, Kim.
And Kim.
Lawrence.
So you're suggesting that...
Was that someone else also for the stack?
Yeah, Lawrence.
Oh, okay. John, Teresa, Kim, and Lawrence.
So you're suggesting that rather than there being any analysis, it would just be like a compilation of information from the different affiliates?
Well... no, I don't think that that's the case. I think that, you know, we've got people who are right there with their finger on the pulse of the nation, hopefully, and that, you know, we aren't just talking about compilations, but that they would be able to do, you know, the real work, and that our network stations could also be doing this work and sharing it with the affiliates, so that this would be communication going back and forth. In that regard. Okay, John?
I'm confused. Okay, I'll pass, but I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, first of all, I'm a little bit confused because I think we're still in Ursula's report, if I'm correct. Am I correct?
No.
We're not. We're now on updates on the portal project. Is that what we're talking about, or...?
No, we were kind of at the end of Ursula's report, and I was segueing into the discussion of the e-newsletter where...
Okay. All right. But let's stay on the agenda so I don't get confused. I mean, the newsletter is the third item on the under the updates, but... I do want to say something on this. So I don't know whether you want to go back to portal projects and say, you know, we don't want to discuss anymore, you know, but we're not on the proper place on the agenda.
Okay.
So do we want to let Ursula finish her report and then get to these things under the next item on the agenda? Yes or no?
Well, we started this. Well, let's finish this and then get back into the order.
Yeah. Ursula okay. had. She said she had
right.
finished the report.
Now let me. All right. Well, yeah. I'm trying to take minutes. But let me say this about the newsletter for affiliates. How many people on the call are on the GRC listserv? I am.
I'm not.
I'm not.
And I'd like to be.
If you were on the GRC listserv, you would see a communication among the affiliates that is very collaborative. Sometimes they have some philosophical discussions, and sometimes some people get ornery. I could think of just a few. But on the whole, people are very collaborative and exchange information, and they say, hey, I came across this. It's a great program idea, or what do you think? How do you solve this problem? And there's a lot of problem solving in a very positive way. And another listserv that's very, very helpful just to observe is the Pacifica Announce. And, you know, people say, you know, I mean, you see routinely Ursula putting on there saying we're going to do this elections coverage. We are offering, you know, this coverage of, like, interviewing the candidates for the Supreme Court or, you know, MLK coverage, things that affiliates might be interested in. And I think that the newsletter cannot duplicate these services. I mean, there is just so much information that program directors and programmers see. If you know, and it's not a place for arguing, it's not a place for philosophical discussion. It's very useful information that they can pull and say, this is how we can put together a very useful program. So I'm wondering, Campbell, if you aren't a little bit confused about what the newsletter could do, because I don't think it would be useful to try to duplicate what the affiliates and actually our program directors are getting through these two services.
Well, I don't see duplication as being a good idea at all. And I agree entirely with that. And I would like to be on these two listservs. That would be helpful. But I was thinking that, you know, what...
Campbell, with all due respect, can you move the stack? You're the chair here, so, like...
Well, I was just responding.
The chair doesn't respond. The chair keeps the stack going.
Well, when you directly ask something, I do respond. Okay? You'll be up next, Kim. The point is that I don't believe in the unnecessary duplication. And
okay. Well, I'm just calling
that
attention, yeah.
Yes, and, I appreciate that.
And, you know, I would be happy to nominate anyone who wants to be on the GRC listserv. If you just tell me if you would like me to nominate you to be on it. But I tell you, it is not the place to get in any arguments with people, because people are using these listservs actually to conduct business.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to kind of – some people get in there and kind of, you know, quibble, but then the the list cop has to maintain order. But a lot of really good business gets done on these listservs, and it's kind of amazing and encouraging and educational and informative just to watch the traffic on those listservs. So tell me, and I'll try to put you on if you would like.
Yeah, I would like to be on. And with that, I think that the some of what the concern was that I had, that Arlene had been expressing, I thought that we could provide some assistance for one way or another, and also be able to raise some funds for may be more nuanced than I was initially thinking. Kim, you're up.